All right, take your Bible, open it to Matthew chapter 13. We will get to the scripture in a moment. Today I'm going to talk about weeds. Pay attention to the S. That does make a difference. We're not in Colorado. Not that kind of church yet. Kids are generally pretty cute. I tried to find a variety. Most babies are outright adorable, especially depending on how you dress them up. You know the problem with kids? Well, they grow up. They grow up. Seriously, here's three older pictures. Anybody recognize those pictures? Okay, from left to right, that's Adolf Hitler, Osama bin Laden, and Jeffrey Dahmer. That's the problem with kids. Who knows what these kids are going to grow up to be? I mean, you can't predict behavior. There's an old philosophical question, and really it comes up in a variety of discussions. We won't get into all the details of it, but it's, if you can go back to, late 19th century Germany and encounter Adolf Hitler's mother, would it have been right to have aborted Adolf Hitler and things like that? Well, again, that's based upon the idea that somehow we could predict behavior amongst human beings. And sociologists have studied this for years, and we look at different situations and crime in the world and say, well, this is why they did it, and that's why they did it. And the reason why people do bad things is because they're human, and it's a part of our human nature. As human beings, we're complicated. We're created in the image of God, yet we have a sin nature. And so we want to do what's right, but we also are more than willing to do what's wrong if we think we can get away with it. We talk about predicting human behavior, and don't think that this is some weird thing. For years, a variety of different approaches that science has taken, measuring the skull size of young children and things like that, measuring the space between the eyes, geneticists trying to identify the evil gene, and sociologists and psychologists talking about bad parents. But the truth is, and you've probably at least observed this if you haven't experienced this, there are some really, really bad parents out there who have great kids. And likewise, there are some really great parents out there that just have bad kids. And I suppose there are a lot of factors that contribute to that. It's TV, the Disney Channel, it's society, it's culture, it's rock music, or whatever it is. There's a lot of things that contribute to it, but ultimately, the reason why we can't predict behavior in children and on into adulthood is because what the Bible teaches, and specifically Jesus, is number one, human beings are unique. And so the way one person responds to a different set of circumstances is different from somebody else. Some people raised in abject poverty and even suffering physical abuse and things like that overcome that and do quite well. Others become serial murderers. Yeah, there's no cookie cutter approach because every human being is unique. Number two, the Bible also teaches that each human being is ultimately responsible for their own actions and attitudes. Wouldn't it be nice if you ever thought about this? You look at the world around us. Wouldn't it be nice if we just get rid of the bad people? The problem is, where exactly do you draw that line? How bad is bad enough to get rid of? Most of us can come to agreement on the really bad people. It's just that line seems to get closer and closer to us. You know what I mean? Wherever we want to draw that line. That's why, as human beings, we're not supposed to judge people in an individual way. But we can judge actions, and we should. We can judge actions, but we can't judge hearts. We can evaluate content, but not so much intent. This is why what the Bible teaches about false teachers and things like that, it really doesn't talk about their hearts and what they mean. Oh, he means well, or she means well, or whatever. It's like, look, the content either lines up with Scripture or it doesn't. If it doesn't line up with Scripture, it's false teaching. And that's how you identify a false teacher. All right, Matthew chapter 13. Jesus is talking in parables now. I explained this a little bit last week about how Jesus spoke in parables intentionally to make his message a little bit harder to understand. It's odd because we typically think of the parables as Jesus spoke in parables to make his message easier to understand, but Jesus himself said, no, I'm going to speak in parables, sort of a code language, if you will, so that the people who really care will get it, and the people who don't, won't. People who are opposed to me, no matter what, won't get it, and people who want to seek will find. Matthew chapter 13, I'm going to start at verse 24. I'm going to read 24 to 30, then 36 to 43, because this is another parable that Jesus himself explains for us. So it's pretty simple to interpret this passage of Scripture because Jesus does it for us. Matthew 13, starting at verse 24. Then Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came.